Robots Radio presents
Fresh Tomatoes, the movie podcast.
I'm not usually a hat fan, but wow.
Every like a and dagger.
I'm really sipping on that dumb bitch juice today, and
yeah, I am. But you know what? Someday I just might grow out of that. But you will never stop being a jerk.
All chocolate cakes are good. You're a fascist.
It's hideous.
It's horrible.
It's home.
Angry white boy, let's go!
Okay, hello and welcome to Fresh Tomatoes, the movie podcast mini-sode. These are the teeny tiny episodes where we talk about things that we've watched this week, trailers that we've seen, and the ones that we'll be following up on, I guess? That's Chad Ekowitz.
That's Simone LaRue. Simone, haha, I beat you to it, because you like the last couple times, you beat me to it, so no, I'm beating you to it this time. What have you watched? Haha, pew pew!
So I actually only got through, like, one thing this week.
Yeah.
I had to watch it over three nights because I kept getting sleepy, if that tells you how my week is gone.
Fair.
In preparation for the new Matrix movie that's coming out, I am watching the old Matrix movies again. So I just finished the first one.
Okay.
It's fun. It's so silly. I love it.
Does it hold up? Like, how does it hold up?
I think it holds up pretty well. Like, it's very campy.
Okay.
It's very campy and very stylized, which I think is very cool. Like, obviously, no one's watching The Matrix and being like, oh, that isn't very accurate for martial arts. Like, yeah, obviously.
Yeah, it's The Matrix. Calm down.
It's The Matrix. But it is very fun. I do think it is truly, like, this ultimate white nerd fantasy of Neo's just, like, a hacker, and then he's the one, and it's really easy for him to learn kung fu and all the other fighting styles because he's, like, so natural at it, and programming. And then he also has the super hot lady who's destined to be with him.
Yes. Yes. It's Ready Player One. Back in the early 90s.
It's ultimate nerd fantasy. But it is, I mean, Keanu Reeves makes it so classy.
Yeah, exactly. He's the reason that movie did so well.
Yeah.
He's just so good in it. Do you know what's really funny? Is I watched the trailer for the new one, and I mean, I'm pretty sure we're going to talk about this.
Let's do it now.
Okay, yeah. So I watched the trailer for the new one, and I was like, oh, it's nice that they got Keanu Reeves in this, completely forgetting the fact that Keanu Reeves was in the first one. So I was like, oh, that's cool. That's very cool that they got such a big actor. And I was like, and then I realized, I was like, oh, wait, he was Neo. And I was like, oh, shit, cool. So we're just doing this again. Like, we literally run out of story ideas, so we're just going to fucking do Matrix again. Fine.
But it's Reborn?
Resurrection. Like
Resurrection.
Jesus.
Sorry.
Yeah, to go with the Jesus motif of Neo being the chosen one. We're just going to, you know, 3 days later, he wakes up again.
Cool.
How do you feel about it?
Honestly, I'm going to watch it, right? Like, that's why I'm brushing up on my other three matrices.
Yes.
Plural of Matrix. That's why I'm brushing up, because I'm just like, you know what? I'm going to see this. Mm-hmm. I actually really like the actress that plays Trinity. I think she's super cool.
She is very cool.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it. I'm not ashamed.
Are you going to watch the animated series, The Animatrix, which is canon and kind of explains everything a bit more?
There are only so many hours in the day. Like, did I mention fair. I got to one movie this week and I had to split it over three nights?
That's fair. Yeah, you make a good point. You make a very good point, my friend. Well, speaking about shit that, you know, came out years ago, but we're finally getting around to... I started watching The Office this week, the US version of The Office.
For the first time ever?
For the first time ever. Like, I've caught little dribs and drabs, but, like, I've never watched it from season one through.
Yeah.
And honestly, you know, I can see why there's this hype. Like, I'm all about The Office. Yeah, I really enjoy it. Like, I'm not going to become, like, one of those white dudes who makes it my entire, my entire fucking personality, but it is a really enjoyable show. Like, I can appreciate it. Yeah, it is lovely. And it holds up really well. It holds up very, very well.
Ah, okay. I got through kind of, like, halfway through the second season, and, like, the cringe, I really can't do cringe humor. I really can't, and it's a lot.
It is a lot of cringe, especially season one.
Yeah, so I just I didn't make it through, but I don't have anything against it. It's just not something that worked for me.
Yeah, it's fair enough. Yeah, it's not for everyone. It's not sort of like Parks and Recreation, which is just delightful all the way through.
It's perfect. To be fair, season one of Parks and Rec is also very cringe. Like, I always tell people to just start at season two.
Yeah, you'll catch up with the characters pretty quickly. Yeah, it's not a problem. Yeah. Okay, well, I'll just mention one other thing that I watched this week, and that's Metal Shop Masters. Honestly, one of my, like, I love a good competition show, and this just makes me so, so happy. So it's basically metal shop workers who make pieces of art and things from metal. So they're,
that's
like,
so cool.
Grinding and plasma cutting and then welding it together, and it's just so cool. They had to make braais in the shape of food that they would braai. So that's this so one person did, like, lobster tail, like a lobster tail braai with, like, a, like, the lobster tail, like, they cut open kegs of beer and use that as sort of, like, the scales
smart.
Of it. And it was so sick. It is very, very cool. And, like, seeing these people do, like, the metal work and stuff is just awesome. And it's a competition show. And I'm, like, I always need a competition show in my life. And I'm so happy that Metal Shop Metal Shop Masters is on Netflix. So good. So,
I'm happy
so good.
For you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, let's talk trailers then.
I am very excited for Last Night in Soho. I want to see it ASAP.
Yes.
I know it's out now, so I just need to get it.
Yeah, yeah. It looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. It's,
it looks wild.
Like, it's a noir sort of, you know, neon fun fest, and it's going to be good. I'm very interested in South of Heaven, Jason Sudeikis doing a serious role now. Like, we're just gonna, you know, ever since Joel Kranzkin, or whatever his name is, was Jack Ryan, like, we're just gonna give these, you know,
Joel
SNL
Kranzkin.
Funny boys. What's his fucking name? I don't know. I don't give a shit.
John Krasinski. I'm only calling him Joel Kranzkin from now on, though.
That's his name. I feel like one of those, like, 50-year-old Jewish men who just doesn't know the names of actors anymore, who's just, like, calling them by random syllables, like, oh, what's his name? What's his name? Hugo Granton?
I love it. That made me so happy.
I'm so glad Joel Kranzkin. But yeah, ever since we gave Joel Kranzkin the option of doing serious movies, now Jason Sudeikis has joined in. So for those of you who haven't seen the trailer for this, it's basically like he goes to jail for something. His wife gets cancer, so she's only got a year left. So they give him probation. And so he starts doing, like, really dirty jobs for money so that he can, you know, spend a good last year. And then things turn to shit and he's, like, shooting up people and it's all a bit of a mess. And it looks really fun, but I can't see Jason Sudeikis doing something serious. Like, I can't take him seriously.
No. Yeah. I get you.
Yeah.
I'm
going to watch it.
It looks silly.
I mean, I'm going to watch it just because, like, I'm dying to see what this is going to be like, but it's going to be weird. I'm confused. What else?
Oh, I'm very excited for Don't Look Up. Made by the same people who did The Big Short. It's got Leonardo DiCaprio, Meryl Streep, famous people. It looks really good.
Big names.
It's like about this team of environmentalists trying to convince the government that a meteor is going to hit the Earth. And the response is very similar to the one to climate change. So it's very, like, tongue-in-cheek, very, like, quick dialogue. It looks really fun.
Okay, that sounds really good. And, like, some really hard-hitting names there. That should be really fun.
Jonah Hill is That's there.
Cool. Oh, cool. Nice. Yeah. So, yeah, big names. Cool. Awesome. Last one from me that I want to mention is The Guilty. Simone.
Yes!
My boy. Jack, what's his name? Jack Gyllenhaal and Stein. He's back at his bullshit, and I'm so excited to see my handsome boy doing his thing. I love him so much, and now he's saving people. Like, he saved my heart from loneliness. I'm ready for it.
No, it looks really good. It looks really intense.
Yeah, exactly. So, again, for people who haven't seen the trailer, basically, he's a 911 operator, and someone phones him, and I think it's a little girl or something, and she's in trouble, and he's like, really trying to, like, stop her from being kidnapped, but he's only a phone operator, so he's, like, really trying to, like, he's getting frustrated, and it's just peak
and
Gyllenhaal.
It seems like he has some weird connection to the crime. Mm-hmm. I was actually wondering if it was gonna be like what's the movie, it's like Ivor or Ivan or something like that. It's the Tom Hardy one where, like, the whole movie is just him in a car doing phone calls. But
yes.
And it's like his life slowly falling apart with each phone call, and it's so good. I was wondering if it was going to be like that. Like, it's just Jake Gyllenhaal from the operator room. I would love that, but it looks like that's not the case.
But it's still going to be a sick movie. I'm really excited for it.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to mention?
No, not really.
Cool. Brilliant. Okay, well, thank you guys so much for listening. Really do appreciate it. What old stuff are you watching? What do you think sort of has gone under the radar that you think we should be watching, that even if it's like come out like 20 years ago, tell us what you think of it. And what do you think of basically them redoing the Matrix movie? Are you going to watch it? Are you going to leave it alone? Tell us. And where can they do that, Simone?
They can talk to us on Facebook or Instagram at Fresh Tomatoes Podcast, on Twitter at Fresh Tomatoes MP. They can email us at freshtomatoespodcast@gmail.com.
There you have it. And guys, while you're on the internet, please, 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 please leave us a rating, leave us a review. It really helps us climb up that crazy, crazy steep algorithm and just get us to more people. And we would really appreciate it. It would mean the world to us.
Yeah.
And as we say at the end of every episode, we love you and there's nothing you can do about it.
We love you and there's nothing you can do about it.
Goodbye.
Bye.
You've been listening to a Robots Radio podcast. Smart shows for interesting people. Check out all the shows at robotsradio.net.